Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor Nazine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, Popcorn Popping Month I'm just as confused as you were on why specifically popping, but I do love popcorn, and it is corn and sort of fallish, I suppose.
I suppose it is, yes. Who knew October is Popcorn Popping Month? And I think it's a great moment to look at popcorn. We're in fall time. Fall weather hopefully is coming. And, you know, it's seems like been a little bit warm, but we're slowly getting into some fall weather. And popcorn is a great snack for fall and really for year round, but especially as we're getting into fall. Popcorn is naturally low in fat and calories and high in fiber. So it's a great snack. Unfortunately, sometimes we make it a little bit less healthy when we add a little bit too much butter or salt. But if we're mindful of those things, popcorn can be a great whole grain snack. Most of us aren't getting enough whole grains in our diet, so a great go-to if you're looking for a lower calorie snack, high in fiber. Air popped popcorn without any added fat is only 31 calories in a cup. And then if you add a little bit of fat for flavor, that's fine too. You're just adding a few extra calories over, you know, if you're popping several cups at a time, it can be very minimal. If you're buying prepackaged popcorn and not popping it yourself, just use that nutrition facts label to compare your calories, fat, and sodium among your different popcorn brands. There are some healthier options. And if you get an option without any added butter, then you can add the butter yourself at home or the oil and control that amount. And as I mentioned before, popcorn is a whole grain. And, you know, whole grains are one thing that I think is hard for some of us to get enough of. The dietary guidelines recommend that we consume at least 6 ounces of grains a day, so about 6 servings. And half of those are supposed to be coming from whole grain. Well, a lot of people, maybe they don't like the texture of a whole wheat bread. Maybe they don't like the texture of a brown rice. So popcorn is a great whole grain option. Also, you know, with Halloween right around the corner, popcorn is a great Halloween treat. You know, candy, chocolate is getting pretty expensive. And you can make popcorn balls, or you can fill the rubber clear plastic hand gloves, you know, with popcorn, put the candy corns in the end so it looks like fingernails, and tie it off and have a popcorn hand to give kids. There's all kinds of different popcorn ball recipes out there, and so it's a great affordable snack to make for your kids, your grandkids, or to hand out for Halloween as we're getting into Halloween season. So Popcorn Popping Month this month, maybe take advantage of that and have a little bit of popcorn in the next few weeks.
Popcorn, always fun, and always a fun little family snack. That's some great ideas there. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.